Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Meritocracy Trap is a 2019 nonfiction critique of American meritocracy by legal scholar Daniel Markovitz. Drawing on law, economics, and social analysis, the book argues that the modern system of rewarding talent and credentials has not reduced inequality, but has helped reproduce it. Markovitz contends that elite education, labor market sorting, and credential inflation now advantage families already at the top, while the middle class loses access to stable upward mobility. He also argues that the same system harms the apparent winners by pushing them into exhausting competition, long hours, and intense pressure to justify their status. The book is both a diagnosis of structural inequality and a challenge to the cultural belief that meritocracy is a fair and self-correcting ideal. Rather than treating inequality as a matter of individual effort, it frames it as the product of institutions that increasingly reward inherited advantage disguised as achievement. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how meritocracy became a new form of social inheritance. Markovitz's central claim is that meritocracy no longer functions as an equalizing principle. Instead of opening opportunity, it has become a mechanism through which wealth and status are reproduced across generations. Families with resources can buy access to elite schools, enrichment, tutoring, and networks that convert advantage into credentials. Those credentials then appear earned, even when they are heavily shaped by prior privilege. The result is a system that preserves the language of fair competition while quietly sorting people by class. This argument is important because it shifts attention away from individual ambition and toward the institutional design of opportunity. Meritocracy is not rejected because talent or effort are meaningless, but because the conditions under which talent is recognized are already unequal. The book shows that when opportunity depends on expensive preparation and elite gatekeeping, inheritance does not disappear. It is simply repackaged as merit. Secondly, elite education as the engine of credential inflation and exclusion. A major line of argument in the book is that education has become the central sorting machine of meritocratic society. Elite schooling has expanded, intensified, and become more costly, but its social function has changed from broad access to selective filtering. Credentials increasingly operate less as evidence of learning and more as signals of class position and access to specialized preparation. This creates a feedback loop. Richer families can invest in more competitive educational pathways, and schools reward those investments by admitting and certifying students who already had structural advantages. Markovitz also emphasizes that when education becomes more competitive at the top, the value of similar education falls for everyone else, making the system more exclusionary. The broader implication is that educational inequality is not just a school funding problem. It is a core mechanism of class reproduction. The book therefore treats credential inflation as a social problem that reshapes labor markets, family strategy, and the meaning of achievement. Thirdly, the middle class is squeezed out of real mobility. The book argues that meritocracy has not simply failed the poor, it has also destabilized the middle class. As elite institutions and elite jobs become more dominant, the middle class loses the roots that once offered gradual upward mobility through stable work, accessible schooling, and broad professional opportunity. Markovitz describes a labor market increasingly organized around highly specialized knowledge, elite credentials, and long training pipelines that middle-class families struggle to sustain. This means the middle class is not merely stagnant. It is being structurally pushed downward while the top pulls away. The cultural damage matters as much as the economic damage. People are told that success is open to all, even as practical barriers become stronger, which turns exclusion into personal blame. By framing the middle class as trapped between elite consolidation and declining mobility, the book explains why resentment grows in systems that still claim to be merit-based. The problem is not only lost income, but lost dignity and lost confidence in fair social advancement. Fourthly, why meritocracy also damages the elite who seem to win. One of the book's most distinctive claims is that meritocracy harms even those it appears to reward. The winners in a meritocratic order are not freed into leisure or security. They are drawn into relentless performance, constant competition, and highly demanding work cultures. Because their status must be continually justified, they endure long hours and intense pressure to convert educational advantage into economic return. Markovitz presents this as a kind of trap elites must keep working harder to defend the privileges their credentials have earned, and the system gives them little room to enjoy the benefits that status was once supposed to provide. This is a striking reversal of older class structures, where inherited elites could rely on wealth without constant labor. The book uses this point to show that meritocracy is not simply unjust to outsiders. It is also socially corrosive for insiders. It creates anxiety, overwork, and a narrow definition of a good life, turning success into an obligation rather than a source of freedom. Lastly, a structural critique of American inequality, not a moralized story of effort. The book stands out because it treats inequality as a structural outcome rather than a moral failure of individuals. Markowitz rejects the comforting idea that the market simply rewards talent and hard work in a neutral way. Instead, he argues that education, labor markets, and family investment operate together to concentrate opportunity in the hands of those already advantaged. This framework matters because it challenges common political language that praises fairness, while ignoring how institutions actually distribute rewards. The book also connects economic inequality to social and psychological consequences, including exclusion, stress, and political resentment. Its value lies in showing how a system can be admired in principle and damaging in practice. By combining normative critique with institutional analysis, the book invites readers to rethink what fairness should mean in education, work, and public policy. It is less a defense of one policy fix than an argument that the dominant American story about deserved success no longer matches social reality. In conclusion, The Meritocracy Trap is best suited for readers interested in inequality, education policy, class structure, and the hidden costs of elite competition. Policymakers, educators, economists, sociologists, and general readers who want a serious critique of the American dream will find it especially useful. Its main benefit is conceptual. It gives a clear framework for understanding why rising credentialism and elite sorting can intensify inequality even while appearing fair. It also helps readers see that meritocracy creates pressures not only on those excluded from elite paths, but on those inside them as well. Compared with more conventional books about inequality, this one is distinctive for treating meritocracy itself as the problem rather than the solution. It is less focused on isolated failures or individual ambition, and more focused on the institutions that make success depend on inherited advantage. That makes it valuable for anyone trying to understand why social mobility has weakened and why achievement in modern America often comes with exhaustion, anxiety, and exclusion rather than freedom. If you would like to support Daniel Markowitz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.